Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast of the WCCF Tech Peoples. We have the Keith.
Hello, everyone.
And the Alessio.
Hi.
And before we get started, I'm just going to say that Bobby Kotick is an absolute cunt. And that's my official take on that. Not WCCF Tech's take, just mine. Because you're going to find a piece, when this goes live, it's going to be a second piece about more layoffs at Activision, despite them being the most profitable they've ever been, and just sacking people because Kotick wants a 200 million payout. Probably wants 201 million because he's sacked another few people and left kids hungry. The absolute raving twat. But anyway, so yeah, that's not the topic for today. The topics for today are not Activision related. That'll be for another time. We're going to talk about Warner Brothers and the fact that every single game they're ever going to make is going to be delayed about 10 years. Going to talk about game engines and the fact that Microsoft are quite keen on using id Tech, or they sound keen. And then we're going to talk about Game Pass. Again, more Microsoft. So it's a Microsoft day today, I think. And let's talk about Warner Brothers first, and we'll let Alessio introduce it.
Yeah, it's just the latest news, the latest delay news, and people, just as a reminder, do not take any release date for granted this year until it's really, really close, because there have been already many, many delays, and the very first one was for a Warner Bros. Game, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah,
and now we also have a delay for Gotham Knights, which is the game from Warner Bros. Montreal.
When was the last time they released a game? Was it something like 1982?
It was, but it will be 9 years next year when they release the game.
What was it?
The previous game they released is Batman Arkham Origins, and that was in 2013.
No. Good lord.
Mm. No.
Yeah, I mean, we know, not officially, but there are concrete sources that they have cancelled basically two games. One of which was a Batman game based on Damian Wayne, which in some comics is Bruce's son. Mm. And another game, I think, was perhaps a Superman game. Anyway, basically, they delayed two games. They canceled two games, and now they're doing this Gotham Knights thing with basically Batman's, but the Bat family, you know, with Barbara Gordon as Batgirl, and also Nightwing, of course, Robin, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's. It's really hard to see how they're staying afloat. I mean, for Warner Bros. Games as a whole, it's basically only NetherRealm that pulls through every single time because they've released consistently great games. And other than that, they're not really having a consistent release date, at least in terms of AAA games.
Because, yeah, you've got the TT Games side of things as well, which does reasonably well, but yeah.
Yeah, there is still...
the Lego. In other words, Lego. That's they've got Lego and Mortal Kombat.
Well, in Lego in Mortal Kombat even too, they're very formulaic. So it's not like they're having to reinvent the wheel every time, so
I suppose the other issue for Warner is that they've pretty much lost the publishing for. Well, they are no longer the publisher for Hitman either.
No,
because they used to publish the Hitman games for IO Interactive, who've gone complete solo now.
Yep. So
yeah.
Oh wait, no. I remember they have got another game coming. It's Left 4 Dead 4, Back 4 Blood 10.
Back 4 Blood. Yes, true.
So yeah, but they've got Left 4 Dead 10 or 12 or whatever it is.
Oh god. Well, it's anything but 3.
Yeah. I don't know how well that's going to do, honestly, because I've played, actually played the alpha, I think, test, but it was basically Left 4 Dead in just with better graphics, but yeah, I didn't see any meaningful innovations or twists. So I don't know.
So 2022 technically is going to have Suicide Squad, beats up Justice League, Hogwarts Legacy plays Quidditch, and Barbara Gordon goes hunting.
Yeah, so
until they get delayed again.
Is it me? Or is...
Sorry, I was just going to say that they also have Monolith, which is probably making another game. I mean,
It's been 4 years now since they've released. Is it 3 or 4 years now?
It was October 2017. So yeah.
Oh yeah, three and a half. Yeah. So yeah, 3.5 years since Shadow of War, and it was 3 years between Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War. So you would have thought they would have something coming soon.
It could be announced later this year. I don't know if it's going to be released.
Yeah. Well, there's no E3 anymore, so Gamescom probably.
Yeah. But, I mean, these days they can also just make an announcement that they're going to do an event and just announce it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obviously, different companies are doing their own events. I just don't think Warner Brothers have got anything to have an event based on. All the games are fucking delayed. Like, we're going to have an event, a Warner Brothers gamers event, and we've got one game. Oh, dear. Oh, let's talk about Left 4 Dead 10 and that Westworld game on mobile that seems to have died very quickly.
Oops.
They've just hit so many delays. And yes, I know, and I've said it all along, the thing about COVID is, gaming isn't impacted anywhere near as much. There's the issue of infrastructure more than anything. People, if you're updating a game, that's a hell of a lot of downloading to do. And so that's the main issue.
So, for example, with Gotham Knights, they basically began teasing it almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be released basically 2 years after it was teased and then revealed in August last year. So I just don't think the hype cycle, a long hype cycle, is really beneficial to games anymore. I think Bethesda's has found a great way to market its games, where they announce it, earlier in a year, and then just a few months later, it's released, usually. And I think that's great.
You fall into the trap of Cyberpunk 2077, where the hype cycles lasted about 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I can understand a year. It's the games industry. You get so used to seeing things so early. But I'm thinking that you announce something so early, and I can only imagine the marketing budget when you announce something 2 years ahead of its release compared to 6 months is so much bigger, and it doesn't end up being worth it. Because you've always got to do something to keep that product in somebody's mind.
Well, and then when you got it that long out, you run the risk of either the hype train runs away or the interest dies off too quick.
Yeah.
It's very rare in either of the other, either side of that. It's never really in the middle. It's only either side. They either get overhyped and either it delivers or it doesn't, which if it doesn't, it completely kills it. And then if people forget about it, and then it becomes a sleeping hit if it's good. And then they never get the sales they need to have justified everything. So it's a really tough one.
So it's a slight spin-off, obviously, just on this, because obviously Gotham Knights is going to be about the extended, I don't know, Batcave or Bat Family or whatever you want to call it. The idea that they've cancelled a Superman and a Batman game, by any chance do you think it's going to be linked to the fact that the DC Extended Universe in films is pretty much dead? Because now we've got... Robert Pattinson's going to be Batman now, and even Henry Cavill's looking like he's pretty much going to hang up the super cape thing.
Yeah. That's a real interesting thing. I mean, on a completely related tangent, I started watching the Zack Snyder Justice League.
I watched all 4 hours of it yesterday.
I've only gotten an hour into it, but I can honestly say I enjoyed it way better than what I've seen so far. I've enjoyed a lot more than I expected. And I really did not like the Justice League movie. I did not, but I will say in the first sequence, for one of the first sequences where Wonder Woman is in here, it really made me hate 1984 even more, because I was like, this is what Wonder Woman can be. This was good. And then I was like, I'm starting to think the film studio is at fault for that whole thing with the DC series going the way that it did, because what I've seen so far of the Snyder Cut is very good.
Have you seen it, Alessio?
Not yet. Actually, I am curious, of course, but 4 hours is a lot. So I have
believe
to take...
me, I know. I just literally put it on when I got home from work yesterday, and I think I ended up laying down in bed just watching it. I'm like this. 4 hours later, it's like, oh, fair enough.
I like how they broke it into pieces, so it's like a chapter. You know, act, if you can pause it and take you a break, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Oh, generally, yeah, it's certainly better.
Generally, I do like Snyder's movies. I mean, 300 and Watchmen, I think, are great, mostly. And also, The First Man of Steel was pretty good. The one with Cavill. coming back to games, what's really annoying to me is that we're seeing a lot of Superman and Wonder Woman. I mean, Superman now has also a pretty good TV series that's going on, Superman and Lois. So we have seen a lot of these DC heroes on the screen, on the big screen and on the small screen, but we are not seeing them in the games, which is a shame, I think, because I think there could be some great games based on Wonder Woman, on Superman, on, you know, Green Lantern, even, you know.
Give me the Arrow from the TV show any day.
Yeah, there are many, many interesting DC heroes, but we don't really get to see any of them. I mean, only Batman, and now, you know, with Gotham Knights, they're basically all quite similar to Batman. In terms of
the Harlequin show, it's a weird one.
Also, in the Suicide Squad game, they're basically twisting it up that we have to kill Justice League because must have gone bad somehow. I don't know. Maybe they're from a parallel universe, parallel Earth, but it's just shit. Because I mean, who wants to play King Shark instead of Superman or Wonder Woman?
Very true.
It's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what else we got here? So we can go on all days about Warner Brothers, from movies to games and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I think that's it. Just Warner Brothers going to be delaying every game ever, forever, pretty much. If it's developed by a Warner Brothers studio, it's delayed. Other than that, we've got Microsoft and pretty much everything about Microsoft. They're quite keen now on id Tech, just changing engines. Pretty much going to be using the same engine as Doom. And is it? Did Doom use id?
Yeah, Doom definitely used it.
It
I mean, id Tech itself has been around for a long time, but each iteration of it in its latest one, is it id Tech 7 now? Is it on 7?
Yes, 7
is fantastic. We do know that it can utilize next gen features, so like ray tracing, DLSS, without any real issues. I mean, especially that engine helped pave the way for the Vulkan extension for ray tracing and such.
Yeah.
The concern is what is really the scope of it. Like, it seems to be really good for first person shooters, but what else is it going to be good for? And I can definitely say if Bethesda will drop the Creation Engine and Gamebryo and use id Tech, I think the next Elder Scrolls and the next, Starfield could look absolutely fantastic. But I thought the same thing about the Frostbite engine. Yeah, because like back in the day when Frostbite was making the Battlefield games look, they were fantastic looking. The scale was great. They looked wonderful. But look what happened when they started pushing it into other games. I think we've even gone on about this before in the past when we were talking about Anthem. Is like, it's a great engine for what it was designed for. But what happens when you start trying to make it be other things? So,
with the id Tech engine, we know, well, Bethesda have had the option of using that anyway because, well, ZeniMax owned id. So we know they're not going to be moving over there. So that's a no, plain sailing. They're not going to jump over. Hopefully they improve their engine.
They're not. Their engine is crap. And it's going to stay crap forever.
It's really just about, inside the Xbox. Because as you said, of course, Bethesda already owned id Software. So it's they could have used it if they wanted to, but it was probably not a good fit for the RPGs. But I'm thinking mostly about the other shooter games that Microsoft has under Xbox.
Oh yeah, Gears, like, Halo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Halo, for Halo Infinite, they're doing a new engine. Slipspace.
It's
The thing that makes the most sense to me, at least on the outside without any other inside knowledge, is Gears. Because for Gears, they're using the Unreal Engine, but, the Unreal Engine is not for free. I mean, they have to pay a fee to Epic. For so if they can make the switch to id Tech, I think Microsoft can only be happy.
What's interesting about the engine itself is id Tech 7 is only Vulkan. It's not DirectX based. And even in the past, it's been OpenGL, not DirectX. So it'll be interesting to see how they translate that over to work with the series consoles.
I assume they're going to have to...
I mean, right now it's going through a wrapper, so I would imagine they would probably try to undo that and have it be natively supported with DirectX instead of having to run through a wrapper to do it. So
yeah, I think they'll have to do a DirectX 12 port for sure. But I don't think there are many differences right now, between the APIs. It's
the
great.
Interesting thing for me will be to see the style of game, because at the moment, like I said, the id Tech just doesn't seem to support the RPG style game or even open.
They all look the same.
Really
they
open have... games.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like Frostbite. A lot of the Frostbite games had the same visual styles, and even back in the day, Unreal was guilty of this with like Unreal 3. Like most games, when Unreal 3 was big, they all almost looked the same. Like they all had those drab colors. Everything looked like a Gears clone. Everything was brown and gray. So
it's a weird one. I think it's going to be interesting to see how they develop it from now on. if only to support different styles of games. Because at the moment, Unreal, you name a genre or a style of game and Unreal supports it.
Yeah.
At the moment, you can't say the same for id.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the last game that wasn't technically a shooter to be made with the id was the First Evil Within, which ran on the fifth version of the DTEC. So it's pretty old.
Good segue that as well, because Keith will be talking about Evil Within shortly.
Yeah, I just started playing it. Suck on that. Yeah. Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, you're playing the Game Pass version, right?
Yes, I am. You know, like you said, Game Pass, just to segue right into the Game Pass and the Bethesda and all that jazz, they just update. Game Pass for Windows got a massive update this week. Like, just probably it's probably one of the single-hand biggest updates I've seen of anything, and instantly become infinitely, or at least twice as valuable as a proposition, because they just launched the EA launcher. And it's funny, because I haven't had Origin on this PC since I built it, and now I'm found myself playing some EA games again because it's part of Game Pass for PC now. And so you get all the access.
Do you get part of it, or do you have to pay extra for it?
It's a weird one. It's like a tiered system for EA. So you can go, you can log on there, and there's the Game Pass section of games, which is pretty big. And then they have a premium tier from that.
Mm.
So as part of the Game Pass, you can go on and you can play most of the games that are part of like the EA. What is their one that they had where you could pay like
EA Play, isn't it?
Yeah, EA Play. Yeah. So
basically you have access to all the EA Play games, but not the EA Pro games, which is another tier, of course.
Okay. Yeah. So which I gotta give them credit. I don't like having to have another app to launch the games. But
it's a weird one because it now wants me to. I'm just looking at it now as we're talking, and it's install EA Desktop. Can't it just link into my Origin?
No. That's what I was gonna say. It is. You'll still log in, right? You still have to log into your Origin account once you launch it. It's just it's gonna go through that app. I kind of wish they had integrated it into the Xbox app so that it didn't add more programs for you to run. But it is what it is, and you still, like, again, you still have access to all of those games. And I've been wanting to play The Evil Within for a long time, and just Game Pass makes it so hard to buy games these days, because I'm almost worried that if I buy it, will it show up on Game Pass? And even on, like, the PlayStation, it's like, if I buy it, will it show up on PlayStation Plus next week or next month for me?
Now, I'm going to say I'm quite irritated, even though I suppose I'm not really that bothered. I'm saying I'm irritated. I don't really give a shit. But why the hell is Outriders going to be on the console Game Pass but not PC?
That's an interesting one, isn't it?
Why? I want to play. Well, no, I don't want to play Outriders, but if it's on the Game Pass, I might play it.
What platform is it available for on PC? Is it going to be on the Xbox app, like, or is it going to be Steam exclusive?
I think it'll be Steam. Yeah.
So there you go. See, this is where we're starting to see some of this exclusivity between distribution platforms on PC start to take place.
I thought everybody was angry at Epic Games for this, but nobody's fucking.
Nobody's
now.
Ever mad at Steam. Nobody's ever mad at Steam, even when they darn well deserve it. But
you can't be angry at Angle Gaben.
Sure you can.
I can be angry at everybody.
But that's what's going on there. That it just it is what it is kind of thing. But because it's on the console, there's no secondary platform, so Microsoft can leverage that, you know, that push for that.
And on that note, why aren't we getting rid of the BethesdaNet launcher? Because what's the point anymore? Just integrate it to Xbox.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean,
give me a new key for my games.
I think it will be going the way of the dodo. Yeah.
What about my games over there? Do I just lose them, or am I expected to keep Game Pass forever to play them?
I would imagine they'll link them together. I'm sure they should link the accounts, because, and I'll be honest, the Bethesda Net launcher is terrible, because I've noticed that out of any application, that's the only one, and this is just a storefront that actually starts impacting on my PC. I've got Cyberpunk game running. I've got other AAA games running. And then there's a fucking launcher that's going, PC, can I do... No, no, shut up, launcher.
Yeah, but... no, I mean, Game Pass is really quite amazing. And we haven't even started to get the, you know, the exclusive... The exclusive Xbox Studios games, you know, from the likes of Ninja Theory or even Rare's new game, Everwild, or, you know, soon enough, possibly Starfield, because, of course, it's part of the official acquisition of Bethesda. Basically, Spencer, the head of Xbox, said that, you know, beyond those games that have had their release on PlayStation or already confirmed because of contracts, that's like Ghostwire Tokyo and Deathloop, which are actually going to get a timed exclusive on PlayStation because of a prior contract.
Yeah,
but you know, beyond that, he basically said that. People can expect exclusives, especially on Xbox Game Pass platforms.
Which is what I said from day one, and other people were like, oh, well, we don't know. Yes, we do know. You don't spend $7 billion and not keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
It was a no-brainer. It was always going to be like that.
So unless PlayStation opens up to Xbox Game Pass, which I don't see them doing in the near future, at least.
Probably would make a smart move, but yeah.
Gotta keep those walls up. Gotta keep that garden.
I'm just thinking now. I might just uninstall Bethesda Net thing.
I get that. They got the hooks in you now. Chris.
It's not so much that; it's more the fact that I don't have any games on it that I want to play.
No, I'm with you. Like, Game Pass just continue. The problem that I have with Game Pass is that so much has come to PC now that my Xbox is doing a really good job just being a YouTube player.
Hey, I still need to find a reason to turn my bloody PlayStation 5 on. I forgot how to turn it on last time. I had to ask Alessio, how do I turn the PlayStation 5 on? I forgot.
How do you turn it on?
There's a button at the bottom.
Oh, there's a power button.
I forgot where the power button was. That's how little I use it.
I never
need games for the new generation.
There are no games. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, they were going to, like, hey, I got hold of a PS5. You want me to grab you one? And I was like, no, not yet. Maybe by the time I can go pick it up on the shelf, there will be a game worth buying. Like, I'm still in the back catalog from PS4 games. So I'm like, and I know that it'll run those games better. But I'm hoping that I can go pick one up by the time I get to where I can play Ghost of Tsushima, because that's a game I would like to play with all of the, you know, features bumped up that it has.
Yeah.
So I'm holding off to playing it until I get the PS5.
Actually, that game also already runs at 60 frames.
So it doesn't even get a bump up.
So it's pretty good.
I don't have a Pro.
On the PS5.
Oh, yeah. So you've essentially got a PlayStation 2.
That's a PS4 Slim. It's actually, I'm fine with it. I am one of those few people, despite the fact that I run my PC the way that I do.
The PS2 was fantastic.
Right? You know, the PlayStation 2 ran more games at 60 frames per second than the PS frickin' 5. No, yeah. Seriously, guys, like 60 yeah, FPS was the standard back then. Like you just went for what? And then the PS4 and the Xbox One, they were like, you know, maybe we don't put any real hardware in it. Maybe we just run it at 30 FPS and tell everybody it's skinematic.
They just had shit CPUs, honestly.
they did. Sony did a better job making 30 FPS playable than Microsoft did. I'll give them that. The exclusives, not the cross platform trash.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm done with that.
About okay. Everything, really.
Yeah, I think it's a good point to wrap up today. That's like, any last minute words?
No, we've got other topics to talk about another time, and that'll be a long rant from me.
There is just a tidbit of news that you know, many were waiting for. Dying Light 2 is apparently still alive.
Oh,
that's good news.
There we go.
Yeah, they posted a brief video this week, and they, you know, it ended with the 2021 date. So,
oh,
yeah.
So they're ambitious.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it should have come out a year ago. So
I've heard things, but yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I don't have anything other than watching DLSS continue to grow and grow and grow. And
no, I'm playing Starbase, Startopia, Space Base. I don't know what it's called. Is it Space Base or Starbase?
How good can it be if you can't even remember the name?
It's all right. It's decent enough. It's average. It's average.
I'm playing Wasteland 3. Did you play it?
Yes. I did the preview of that. In fact, my last ever press trip, was to Berlin, and I played Wasteland and Iron Harvest, and I caught COVID as well. So, yeah, that was good. About just over a year ago.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Good memories.
Mm. I'm going to go eat breakfast.
Oh, it's gone 4 p.m. here. No, I can't eat breakfast, Keith.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Guess, that's everything. So, yeah.
Bye.
Thank you all, and we'll see you next time.
Cheers, hands.